An ice cave in the Mount Baker Snoqualmie National Forest in Snohomish County collapsed on Monday, killing one person and injuring five others. The Big Four ice caves are a popular attraction for locals and tourists, but the caves are also dangerous. Doug Clark is an associate professor of geology at Western Washington University, and he told Kim Malcolm the Big Four ice caves are dangerous in part because they're formed on snow.
In the case of Big Four ice caves, they're actually melted into a large snow pile rather than, say, a glacier. And if you're in a glacier, it's all compacted snow and ice, and it's compacted into really heavy, dense ice. And so they tend to be a little bit stronger caves, but they still have the same problems of collapse that you can get with snow caves as well.
Why are these snow caves there in the first place?
You've got a very tall avalanche chute going all the way from the top of Big Four Mountain at over 6,000 feet, and then piling up all the way down at the bottom of this north-facing slope at about 2,000 feet. So you have 4,000 feet of relief above this pile to shoot all the snow down during the wintertime and make this enormous pile in this one narrow gap.
So it's like a big funnel.
Yeah, it's like a big funnel into this one narrow gap, and that narrow gap just happens to be facing beautifully, perfectly north, which shades it in the summertime very effectively. And so that combination of orientation, sort of a deep little gorge that it's piling up in, and a big avalanche chute that funnels to one little point makes it an exceptional place and explains in part why we don't have a lot of these snow caves all over the Cascades. They're small ones, yes, but not big ones like this that last much of the summer.
Well, we've had a record-breaking warm summer so far. How has all this hot, dry weather affected the Big Four caves at Mount Baker Snoqualmie National Forest?
Well, it appears that the caves are in a condition right now that they usually don't get to until August or September. And so they're well advanced into this large, hazardous ice cave situation that we typically only get late in the summer on normal summer years. And so that is making them particularly big for this early in the year, as well as particularly hazardous, because as these things warm up during hot weather like we've been having, they tend to get weaker. The snow and snow bridges get weaker and they collapse easier.
Well, if this warm weather pattern continues, what can we expect to happen with the snow and ice caves in our area?
Probably just more collapses, for sure. And I would really strongly recommend no one go into one of these things, given our weather. I would never go into them anyway, typically, especially a snow cave versus an ice cave. They're just much more hazardous. You know, it's really upsetting as a scientist having people go into these things because they are really frightening to anybody who knows about how these things act. And I can guarantee none of the glaciologists at UW that I know or up here would go into those things, this time of year especially. But I think they're going to disappear faster. They'll be very hazardous for a while, and then eventually they'll probably just collapse completely. And once they collapse completely, the hazard's pretty much gone.
Is there a concern that they could disappear altogether if our weather trends continue?
I suppose that's probably a possibility, although when you look at you know, this summer was apparently, according to some of my climatology colleagues, similar to what we might expect in a normal year in, say, 40 or 50 years from now. And yet we still have the snow caves at Big Four. So they do exist. And the snow caves are unusual in that they form every year pretty much as the snow avalanches down. We always get snow up in the mountain even on a low year like this year. Avalanche snow comes down, forms that big pile, and it'll be there. But they will become bigger, more hazardous early, and then maybe melt away by the end of the summer each year, whereas a lot of years they don't melt away.
Doug Clark, an associate professor of geology at Western Washington University, speaking to KUOW's Kim Malcolm. The Big Four ice caves are still closed to the public. The body of a woman killed in the collapse of the ice cave has been recovered. The Snohomish County Sheriff's Office says they removed the body of a 34-year-old woman. Five other people were injured Monday in the collapse of the Big Four ice caves.